312-981-7200 is our phone number. Eric Williams, the chef over at Virtue, is going to join us in just a moment. This is an interesting story because the I think it was the Chicago Tribune had this piece about a meeting of some of the biggest chefs and owners in Chicago. Just this idea as Governor Pritzker put the mandate out that bars and restaurants were closing. And they got together and they came up with one voice. And the idea being that what's most important for them, of course, they're running small businesses. Of course, they are worried about how they're going to pay their rent. But at the same time, they implored Governor Pritzker to do a bailout for the workers who are in the service industry and the hospitality industry. Chef and owner of Virtue, great restaurant in Hyde Park, Eric Williams, joins me on the line now. Eric, thanks for joining. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's get right to it. This is something we've been seeing in our social media feeds, whether it's Chef Bayless or you or Chef Khan. Everyone is imploring Governor Pritzker to bail out the hospitality industry. Where'd this idea come from?
Well, I think the idea has surfaced out of necessity.
Yeah.
I mean, our governor is the person that advocates on our behalf to the feds. We don't have anybody higher in office in Illinois to advocate on our behalf other than our senators and House representatives.
Yeah, and obviously they've been working hard in Washington and in the governor's office to make sure there's some sort of economic stimulus. Are you worried that the hospitality industry and the gig economy and the people that work in restaurants and bars will be left out of that?
I think everyone is worried about the current state of affairs until we see real results.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're living through this every day. Our team members are suffering from a lack of resources. We've been given a mandate, which I don't think any of the chefs and or owners are disagreeing with. We're just in a position where our team members are suffering. The people who have the least are suffering the most. And we're really concerned about that. You know, like we protect our teams and we show up at work every day, feeding people and taking care of communities with our team members in mind.
And you really have to think about it. I mean, as I mentioned, this idea that you have to think about how you pay the rent and pay the bills, but you also have to think about the employees that aren't getting paid right now. You know, as a small business owner and someone who is a chef owner of a great place in Hyde Park, how do you do it? I mean, at this point, when you're talking to the listeners right in here in WGN Radio, what is your short-term and long-term plan to make it past May?
Well, we've got a few things going on. First and foremost, we're doing to-go and curbside service, so people don't even physically have to walk in the door. Many of my colleagues and peers are doing the same around the city, so we're encouraging people to support local restaurants. Our communities are big enough and the landscape is broad enough in Chicago for us to support restaurants that are near and dear to our hearts. Mm-hmm. Secondly, many of the restaurants that you named the owners of have crowdfunding accounts. We have one for Virtue Restaurant and we're asking people to pitch in. We're not asking people to break the bank, you know, but people are giving as little as $25 and some, you know, are giving a lot. And we are the keepers of our team. So we're going to make sure that those of our team members that need assistance getting on unemployment, we've asked the governor to respond and shorten the time frame that it takes, because I think it was about a week or two that you had to wait before you were accepted for unemployment. That's been accelerated. So the waiting period, as I understand, has been dropped. Mm-hmm. We're going to work hard to do these crowdfunding exercises as well as doing to-go so that we can create a bridge between the gap because unemployment only pays you so much. And we're going to keep as many people in the building as we can without physically saying that, you know, we're not creating social distance. But, I mean, as many physical employees we can have in here without crowding the place, doing everything that it takes to keep our place clean. And to make sure that we're serving meals that we can be proud of and that our community can embrace.
Chef Eric Williams is joining me. He, of course, is chef owner at Virtue Restaurant in Hyde Park. How has it been, the community response? Are you able, are you seeing people using the curbside pickup, the what you set up at the restaurant? Are you seeing the community kind of bound or bond behind you or around you?
We've gotten exactly what we hope to get. We sold out today. We were able to limit the amount of hours we were physically open, which always feels good to our team. It felt like an accomplishment, and people are already ordering for days to come. So people are going to our website, which is virturestaurant.com, and they're looking at the options and calling in and ordering.
Right. Chef, you guys are in a tough spot where you are a little bit more celebrity than other chefs, and you're kind of taking the lead, and you're advocating for your business and for your workers, which is not the tough spot, but the tough spot is you have to promote that. And we've seen, a really convincing and very effective campaign to get those chefs in front of cameras and to be able to go to streams pointing out what you want from Governor Pritzker. Is that difficult? Because that's not what you guys do. That's not, you're not lobbyists, you're not advocators, you're not politicians, you're chefs and you're owners of restaurants.
It's not difficult. It's just a matter of shifting gears and putting on another hat. You said it yourself, right? We're not just chefs, we're operators. And I believe our governor is doing a really great job, as well as many of our elected officials, to include our great mayor and our county board president. And at the end of the day, anyone that is going out advocating on someone's behalf needs clear information. And so as a group or a collective, chefs are trying to communicate with each other often and make sure that our messaging is clear and concise so that our elected officials can do what they understand how to do best, and that is lead and advocate on our behalf.
The Tribune had that story about you guys getting together for one big meeting that really kind of born this, was the birth of this idea. And you talk about all the celebrity chefs kind of coming together to be one area or one group. Talk about that. That's interesting, I think, to a lot of listeners, because you guys are all friends, but you're also competitive. How does it feel I want to know more about that meeting, and I want to know more about how it feels for you guys to all bind together.
It feels great. But the reality is chefs come together multiple times a year. We're the first ones called on to give. We support every single cause that hits the table as it relates to this city. The only difference is the cause happens to be us. And so this wasn't a big change of pace for the chefs and our colleagues of mine in this city. The operators, the bar owners, people had the same concern. And it just gave us an opportunity to collect for a moment and voice the idea that we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And so usually we're raising for someone else's cause, and they're kind of pulling the strings and letting us know what they need. In this case, we were petitioning for our own cause, and so we were setting the tone on what it is that we needed. And, I mean, we understand how to facilitate. I don't know a chef in this town that's running a restaurant that does not understand how to facilitate at a very, very high level with a high level of efficiency.
Right. That's your job, right?
That's the job, day in and day out.
Day in and day out. Chef Eric Williams with me from Virtue Restaurant in Hyde Park. Has the governor responded? Obviously, he's busy. They're day-to-day. Things are changing. But this has been a pretty high-profile campaign to get in front of him about a hospitality worker bailout. Is he responding? Is the governor's office or the mayor's office paying attention to what you, the chefs, are saying?
So not only is the governor working really, really hard on this, I would like to think around the clock. It's the most pressing issue we've had since he's been in office, right? He shut down an entire city, actually the entire state. And so that being said, the Illinois Restaurant Association has been very diligent in advocating and conveying messaging, because at the end of the day, we can't, it's not like 70 of us are showing up at the governor's mansion talking about what we need.
Right.
So the Illinois Restaurant Association has been an incredible vehicle to advocate and voice on our behalf.
Chef Eric Williams, Virtue Restaurant in Hyde Park. Where can we find out more information about what you're asking? Because I've seen it all over the place. I mean, is it just kind of open up Instagram and wait till you see a chef talking talking directly to us? But where can we find out more information about what you're asking the governor for?
Obviously, we all have websites, and each restaurant is posting their campaigns, and all of us have info boxes. If someone really wants to take a deeper dive, and every chef has team members that are very focused on making sure that the public understands what we're asking for and what it's going to take for us to get some resolve in these very, very difficult times.
Yeah. Chef Williams, thanks so much, man. Thanks for joining us. Chef Eric Williams, chef owner from Virtue Restaurant in Hyde Park. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
There you go.